5 minutes after the hour, 12 o'clock hour, that is. This is the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm Brady, over there, on the other side of the glass. You can't really tell where I'm saying when I'm over there, but Colfax. Colfax-a-million.
What's up?
We lost. We lost again. No. You should have went. You should have switched it on me, but
no, you should.
That was my strategy, was not give you enough time to switch it. in our picks.
Well,
last
you were
going
to go Hawks, and you didn't.
I want Milwaukee to win, but I mean, Trae Young is really good, and I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm not going to play that game and say I knew this guy was going to be good, but he was really good in college. He was fun to watch in college. And, I mean, so if you would have asked me, hey, do you think his game will transition well to the NBA? I would have said, sure. I'm sure it will. Would I have told you that he'd be, like, the star of the NBA playoffs? What, 2 years later? Is this his third year? Yeah, I would have never said that. I would have said he's going to be a fine player. He had 48 points, dude. 48 points, 11 assists, 7 boards. I mean, the guy has no fear. And in basketball, I heard Tanner from NoCo Now saying he reminds him of Kobe. I mean, you can say that, sure. I'm not one of those guys that gets mad if you say a really young player that's been in the league for two to three years. Reminds you of one of the greatest of all time. So I'm not going to get mad at you. If you see glimpses of that guy, sure. Now, will he be this way for several years? That's how you measure up to greatness like Kobe. But, I mean, dude, Colfax, how tall are you? Are you taller than me?
I think we're pretty close.
About the same. So you're like 5'10 and a half. I like to say 5'10 and a half, throw that around.
Nudge it up a little bit.
I mean, he's only a little bit taller than us. He's 6'1".
Wow.
6'1", 180 pounds.
Wow.
And, I mean, he's just a hell of a player. It's crazy, though. I just looked at his date of birth, 1998.
Oof.
I always used to say when I was a kid, like, I know I'll be old when the guys that that I'm watching were born after me. And, obviously, this guy was born, 12 years after me. I was 12 years old when he was a baby. So, hell of a player, man. It's fun to watch. He's got an attitude. So, he tore the Nuggets up last year. And I remember everybody said, how are you going to let Trae Young beat you like that? Because the Hawks weren't very good, or they were okay. But suddenly, Trae Young just turned it on against the Nuggets. Well, I mean, that's what great players do. They're not always Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant year one. They're okay. You know, they have moments of greatness. And then they have, they're back down to being all right. But in this case, you see it. Yeah, Trae Young was not this good his first year. This is what we see. I always used to say this about Jamal Murray when his first year. I always said, hey, he misses well. And what I meant by that was, like, he takes good shots. He times out his shots, and he has a great form. Those are going to start falling as his confidence grows. Unfortunately for Jamal, he never really took that. I haven't seen him anyway take the next step as to being we saw glimpses. Oh, here's some greatness. Now, how do we lock that in and be consistent? We don't see that with Jamal. And of course, the injury really derailed him. But a sensational game last night. He was great. 48 points. A highlight monster.
Again, here's Young with the lead. Collins does the rest. Here's Trae Young going behind the back. Young into the lane. Young is able to get the roll, but on the drive, he goes to the left. Here's Young setting it up for Collins. Young puts the speed on, lays it in, hit.
An answer for this man right here. Oh my goodness.
Oh no,
Young
with a little shake of the shoulder.
No, he didn't.
The three.
No, he didn't.
Money for nothing.
That guy's feeling it, huh? Yeah, I love that. He's fun to watch. Here's a question for you, Colfax. The NBA, for the longest time, has always been about one star, maybe two. You know, it was Jordan in the 90s. I mean, there was a lot of good players in the 90s, but not all of them get drowned out. All of them. The Karl Malones, the John Stockton, even the even the Elijah ones, they all get drowned out because Jordan was so great. Then Kobe, LeBron, even before that it was Larry and Magic. Is the NBA like that anymore? Is the NBA more like the NFL when it comes to that? Because if I asked you who's the best player in the NFL, who's the best player? Are you going to say Tom Brady? You might say Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes or Brady.
Yeah, but you could make a case for a stud wide receiver.
Totally.
You know, you could make, you know, J.J. Watt in his prime. Those pass rushers, incredible corner. You could still make cases. I know a quarterback, it's that kind of league, but with the NFL, there are so many guys that are wonderful. Aaron Rodgers was the MVP. So, I mean, most recently, he was the best player. So you got 5 to 10 guys that you can say instantly and go, oh, yeah, he's the best. He's one of the best. I mean, now you got Trae Young emerging as a top player. I mean, this guy's probably here to stay. If he's doing it at this level in the playoffs, he's probably here to stay. So, wow. Could this series be great? I think so. This was my game of the week last night. The Hawks win 116 to 113 over Milwaukee. And I still think Milwaukee wins this series. And I know that was at home in Milwaukee, so the Bucks lost their home court advantage. I still think Milwaukee wins this series, but that was a hell of a performance. Colfax, let's get to our big story of the day. It is a big story when the Rockies win on the road. And they beat a 500-type team in Seattle. They win 5-2. And, I mean, that is win number... Do you know, Colfax? Do you know off the top of your head how many wins on the road that they've had? Take a wild guess.
It's like 5 or 6.
Oh, they got six.
They got 6.
They're at 6. 6-28. They have not crossed over that 30 loss on the road mark just yet. Ramel Tapia didn't have a hit in that game, but he made some defensive plays. I was listening on the radio. I didn't get a chance to watch because it was during the day. Of course, we got preempted, but I was listening to it right here on KFKA. And Tapia made some great plays. Of course, Trevor Story was fantastic. He had a home run. Or he had 2 home runs, didn't he? So, I mean, that was excellent. Everybody was getting in the mix for the Rockies. Even not offensively, defensively, they were there. Marquez gets the win. Pitched 8 innings. That'll do it, man. That's going to do the trick. So the Rockies are 31-44. 13 games under 500. And trust me, it's not a good season. But is it better than you expected? I mean, some people thought they'd be well over 20 games under 500 at this point.
I just am surprised to see how much heart they're playing with. And I don't want to sound like...
No, they really are.
Homeboy, fanboy, whatever, but like... They're not giving up.
It's easy to hang your head. And a lot of these road trip games, they've been in games. You know, the first Seattle game, they were right there. But it would be easy to just hang your head and go, this whole organization's a train wreck, blah, blah, blah. But 31 wins. They're going to win more than 65, I think. That was the over-under, and everybody called me crazy for saying they were going to win more than 65. You're at 31. Halfway there. I mean, I think it's going to happen. You're right, though. It's not corny, really, because this team, they do have a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that maybe aren't quite ready to be in the majors, but they're playing. And Tapia had that crazy sprinting catch in the outfield, what is that, in the eighth inning or something, and he's just smiling ear to ear, and his team's, like, loving it, and he can't, it just, they were already up, and it gets the, you know, ends the eighth inning and going to the ninth. The dugout's going crazy for him. He's smiling ear to ear. You know, for the players, it's fun. And I know you guys can complain all day about Dick Monfort and everything, but for the players, there's some guys here that are young and they might be good someday. Maybe this really rough year, this really tough offseason leading into this year, maybe all that, it's going to be growing pains that we get through in 3 to 4 years, and maybe they're good. Someday. A guy can dream, right? First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. We're doing an experiment today, Colfax. I'm testing the hooligans. I do this once in a while, Haven't done it in football in a while, but what's your favorite college football team in the area? Kind of in our listening area. I get crap because they're like, Brady, why don't you put CSU Pueblo on there? Why don't you put Air Force on there? I don't talk Air Force football on this show until they play the Rams. I don't talk a lot of Wyoming, but I'm probably more likely to talk Wyoming than I am Air Force, just to be real honest with you. We're northern Colorado. We're close to Wyoming, if you look at a map. So the Power to Play Sports poll question is, what's your favorite team? How many Bears fans do I have that follow this program? How many Rams fans? So is it Buffs? And I consider Boulder approaching Northern Colorado, maybe. Yeah. You can hear us in Boulder. Let me just say that. If our signal touches your ears on the terrestrial signal, there's a good chance I'm talking about your college team. DU, Denver, depends on the day. Some Denver fans listen to us. I think you have to stream us. You can get us kind of okay down there, but it depends. Boulder, you get us pretty good. You get us pretty good. So I throw the Buffs into that category. Who's winning this thing? Any bets, any guesses as to who you think is going to win this?
No, I saw it already. It's easy to guess.
I have a lot of Rams followers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the voice of the Bears here, but I do a lot of CSU stuff. So we've kind of built our brand around Colorado State, and we're doing more UNC. But I won't kid you. Love Ernest Collins Jr. to death, but when the Bears could never win more than like two or three games, what is there to talk about? I mean, there's only so much you can talk about with that. And so anyway, who is it? 45% of the hooligans are saying the Rams, 25% at the Buffs. Buffs are second. So where are my Bears fans? Bears are losing. UNC, where are you guys? I'm disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. They're fourth. I got Wyoming. The Wyoming Cowboys are in third place, 16% of the votes. Not that far behind CU. The Bears are getting 11% of the vote. Come on, McCaffrey, Coach Smiley, where are we, guys? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We got the Lonster on the line.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
What's on your mind, my friend?
I'm going to throw this thing out. I'm going to get this thing going here.
Get it going, man.
CSU Rams.
That's your pick?
Yes.
I mean, Lonster, in fairness, that's what's winning the poll right now. So it's not like breaking news, but I do appreciate you throwing it out, throwing down the gauntlet.
Hey, for sure. But no, and second is going to be UNC and then CU third.
Wyoming's fourth, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the Rams are winning. CU second. Cowboys are third. And then the Bears are fourth. I'm kind of shocked by that. Especially because our station's located in Greeley, but you can hear us all over the place, Lon. So you're in Loveland, man, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You can get us all over the world if you stream us.
And I'll tell you what, it works good on the stream, too.
You could be in Canada and listen to us, man.
Hey, you can be clear across the sea, too.
You could be in China.
There you go.
Or Australia.
Yeah.
Antarctica. I mean, mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. I'm not gonna educate you on all the places that there are in the world, Lonster. You know that more than I do.
Exactly, but just get the just get the phone or whatever you got and get it going, and you're good to go.
Get it going, man. I love it. Hey, state baseball tomorrow morning. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be here
on
KFK.
That's gonna be a good game tomorrow.
It is, man. It is, and then we're gonna wrap up our prep season until football. So it's interesting going this far into June, wrapping up our prep season.
It is, but you know what? It don't get better than that.
It really does. Hey, what's for lunch today, my man?
Hey, I'm having some beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff?
Yeah, with hot sauce and everything else I'm going to throw into it.
Man, I like beef stroganoff. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, I am too. I'll tell you what, just give me a bowl of that and I'm set to go.
Monster, can you eat the really hot sauce?
I can eat everything except the ghost peppers.
Okay, so the place where was it? The burrito place, the Matador in Fort Collins, Lonster. There is a hot sauce called Olaf there that I tried, and I thought my tongue fell out of my mouth. I challenge you at some point, try that. Give it a shot.
You know what? You and I, we're going to have to get together and do lunch on something here one of these times.
Hey, you name the place, my friend. I'm down.
Okay, you know what? You know, why don't I get a hold of you sometime, and you and I will see if we can work something out.
Let's do it, man. I'm down. I'm game. 100%.
Okay. You know what? Just give me your extension, and we'll see if we can work out.
All right, my man. Well, you know the number here, so you just get a hold of me. We'll make it go. We'll make it go.
Okay. You know what? You got yourself a deal.
All right, man. Lonster, appreciate you.
Hey, for sure. Appreciate you, too.
But I'm not trying that hot sauce again, ever. Sorry. Never, ever, ever. You big hot sauce guy, Colfax?
Oh, yeah.
Like hot sauce, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I try to, but then I end up regretting it.
Oh.
But I do like it in the moment.
I can do like a mild, medium kind of deal. Like Tabasco's good. That's fine. But much worse than that, I have a difficult time.
No. I mean, like a habanero pepper is the best tasting pepper, in my opinion.
See, I can't even get through the taste because it's just so, it's so hot. Oh, man.
I love it.
Eastside Chris, so Brady's story is showcasing his abilities for trading. Are they really going to trade Trevor Story? I mean, if he doesn't want to come back next year, then it'd be silly not to trade him. If you've already got an indication that he's not coming back, then yeah, you have to. Dixon texting in, First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. When they trade Story and whoever else they unload, the losses will start piling up a little more. maybe so. Are they going to trade Trevor Story? I'll be very curious when this all takes place. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. We got a lot to get to today. NFL, or is the NBA becoming a little bit like the NFL? We'll talk about that. We reached out to Kevin Lytle. I wanted to get more on Luke McAllister. I'm on Luke McAllister's Twitter. Those of you Rams fans know. He had committed to CSU. He was involved in their spring ball. Then he entered the transfer portal. And judging by his Twitter account, he is now, he tweeted this 2 days ago. Blessed to receive an opportunity to further my academic and athletic career at ASA Miami, the Silver Storm. Is that D2? Okay, we're going to look into this. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for The Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Want to shout out to Rev Chiropractic. They were formerly the Chiropractic Standard. Started going there in January, and I talked to them right around Christmas time. And I just said, hey, it's just getting to the point where I'm uncomfortable all the time. Sleeping's tough. Lifting my kid is getting difficult. And my back is just, it's just out of whack, man. Lifting, exercising is not as enjoyable for me. So I started going there, and I'm thinking, like, we're going to be doing the crack thing, you know. You go in, and you tell them where it hurts, and then they crack the same spots that they would crack anyway. Crack your neck. You go, oh, my gosh, wow, I feel fantastic now. I've done that before, where I leave, and I'm like, good. And then the next day, it's back again, and I'm thinking, what? That's not good. They don't do any of that stuff. They use these tools, and check them out online. They use these different types of tools to essentially kind of bend your spine. They're moving everything back. They're moving things to get things right again. And I'm telling you, zero pain, man. Zero. Especially the last several weeks. I mean, you can sometimes feel when things are shifting a little bit. And you're like, wow, this is a new thing that I haven't felt before. And then a week later, we're correcting that, and it's good. I'm telling you guys, gals, you listeners, if you're hurting, if your back's killing you, if it's just something's out of whack, then try my friends over at Rev Chiropractic. They're in Greeley off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue. They're right near the Home Depot, right by the Home Depot in Greeley. Check them out. And please call them, tell them I sent you from The whole show. That's Rev Chiropractic. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Power to Play Sports poll question is up, and I wanted to get your thoughts. Which college football team is your favorite between the Rams, Buffs, and we threw the Wyoming Cowboys in there, and the UNC Bears. And I'm very surprised. I'm not necessarily surprised that the Rams are winning. They're winning by a lot now. 46% of the votes are going to the Rams, 25% to the Buffs. 16% is what I'm shocked about. 16% going to the Cowboys over the Bears. 11%. The Bears are sitting at 11. So go vote at theholeshow.com. Bears fans, where you at? Where are you? Again, this is it's shocking to me. It's alarming. Very scary. The Bears fans are not showing up at this stage. Go to theholeshow.com. All right. NBA is... some people still have issues. And listen, I think they are looking to make some changes to the offensive play calls. And that is huge. They are... the foul calls. They are looking to change. So when a player shoots it, or if I pump fake you and Colfax jumps up and I lean into him and it doesn't really look natural, that used to be... A defensive foul, I'm going to the free throw line. They are looking to change that and saying that that would actually be a defensive foul or an offensive foul now, which it should be. You're creating the contact. You're leaning into him, creating that contact. So that's one thing that could be changing, and I'm excited about it. That is good for the game. I talked about it watching the Nuggets series, until the NBA takes a long, hard look in the mirror, they're not going to gain what they really want to gain in terms of an audience. So they are looking. Here's a couple of it. The NBA is planning on implementing a rule change this summer that would limit non-basketball moves used to draw fouls. So if it doesn't look natural and you're leaning in and shooting straight, that's not going to work anymore. Why is it taking this long? I have no idea. So they're working on that this summer, probably let the playoffs get done. They're not going to do what the MLB does and make changes in the middle of a game, essentially. The rule change would take effect at the beginning of next season, but it could be they could start using it as early as August for the Las Vegas Summer League. The rule change still needs final approval, according to SI.com, from the Competition Committee and the Board of Governors. So they've had a lot of great discussions, though, and it sounds like it's probably going to. SI.com reports that there's been much concern over recent years on how shooters have been able to draw fouls by jumping into defenders while attempting a jump shot. The crafty moves will be considered non-basketball motions, and referees will be taught how to properly officiate these moves going forward. So here's a couple of the bullet points for you. When a shooter launches or leans into a defender at an abnormal angle. So if I shoot and you jump straight at me and I just go into you because I'm still shooting, well, that's still going to be a defensive foul. If I carry on my shot as a normal shot, but I'm no longer going to be able, oh, he jumped and he leaned that way, I'm not going to be able to jump and lean and to create contact and then shoot it. Like, that's awkward. When a shooter kicks his leg up or to the side at an abnormal angle, basically if I kick my leg out, which I thought they were already trying to work on that, but you kick your leg out and if a player hits it, they used to call foul. I thought they were changing some of that the last couple of years, but it's still a little hazy. Here's the final one. When an offensive player abruptly veers off his path sideways or backwards into a defender. Yeah, so if you're running and you got the ball and you're at the top of the key and you get a screen and you start going and you feel a defender on your back, you can't just pause and let them run into you and then they're not going to call that, which, again, obvious, right? They're not going to call that a defensive foul anymore. They're going to call it an offensive foul. If it's determined clearly from a referee that you stopped your motion so that you could draw a foul. But, I mean, yeah, there's still going to be instances where an offensive player does dribble it down to the rim and does a jump stop, and gets hit. That's where I think it's going to be interesting to see how the officials call that. Because if you're doing a jump stop to either shoot it or you're just trying to gather yourself, looking around for guys to pass it to, and then a defender knocks into the back of you, I'm going to be curious to see if they outlaw that going forward. The number one thing they have to change is that when a shooter launches or leans into a defender at an abnormal angle. And we got to stop the flopping, too, though. I want to work on that. You know, referees, you cannot call a foul if you see somebody grab their eye. If they, oh, my nose, I got hit in the nose. You can't call the foul after the fact. If you don't see it, don't call it. We do need to get rid of the superstar treatment. That's got to go away. This is how the NBA can be better. You have to adjust your rules, and I get it. You have the NFL, Major League Baseball. They're always trying to adjust their rules to make more offense. And the NBA tried to do this for a while where they want more offense. They want more points scored. So they want defenses to not play as aggressively on them. So they started implementing more and more rule changes. I don't want you flying out at an offensive player. So we said basically they can lean into you and give you the foul. But now it's gotten so out of hand. It's gotten so ridiculous. It's like a cartoon show out there that the NBA finally said, we're just going to have to risk it. And I'd love to see more aggressive defense in the NBA again. So this is a start. I hope we really start to address the flopping. Like, you know, LeBron the other day, was it him? Did he not have the ball? He ran in front of a guy that was dribbling and ran in front of him and basically acted like the guy dribbling pushed him and he falls to the ground. Like, that should be a defensive foul. That's what I would say. They said when an offensive player abruptly veers off. But what about defense? What if LeBron runs in front of a ball handler and just falls down? I think they actually called that on LeBron, though. But we have to. It's a sideshow, man. We have to get this better. It's time to fix it. And this is hopefully the right start. Eastside Chris. Oh, great. Now there's going to be more reviews. Get 40 minutes with 2 minutes to go. Yeah, I wish that would go away, too, where the last 2 minutes don't take 40 minutes. That's something my wife is right about. She, you know, I would give her crap when she says that stuff, but it's true. The last 2 minutes of a basketball game seems to take half an hour. Way too many timeouts. And then we review everything. You know my thoughts on reviews. Yeah, there we go. It's a start. Let's see if they can finish this thing off. Work on the flopping, too. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
41 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. And I'm putting some feelers out there on this Luke McAllister thing. Again, the star quarterback, the local star quarterback that was set to play for CSU but transferred out or entered the transfer portal like last week, right? It was a week ago. And I'm reading on his Twitter account, I follow him on Twitter, and he said, blessed to receive an opportunity to further my academic and athletic career at ASA Miami. Colfax, when I read that to you, does that sound... Now, I've reached out to a lot of people that told me they believe that's just an offer. That's not a commitment yet. How do you hear that when I read that to you?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he received an offer, but it sounds like he's going to take the offer.
Yeah, blessed to receive an opportunity to further my academic and athletic career at ASA Miami, which is a junior college.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, Well, again, let's think about this, though. You can transfer now anytime. And there's no limit on it. So if you're Luke, do you do this, Colfax? Do you say, all right, I'm going to be on the bench at CSU for my first year, or I can go to a JUCO school and start year one, showcase my skills, then transfer to a school like CSU and be a starter rather than being on the bench? Because let's face it, where are you going to learn more about being a quarterback? Playing a quarterback or being a backup quarterback? You're going to learn more being out on the field. Now, again, you're learning at a JUCO level, but you're getting more experience. It's a higher level than you were at high school. So this is what's going to be and again, colleagues, we got college sports may be completely different in 5 years anyway. But when you're looking at the transfer portal, how do you build depth for your team? That's what's getting kind of out of hand and out of control. I originally thought the transfer portal has some good things. I think they need to edit it a little bit, though. I think they need to fix this. I like it if you are a quarterback that's a senior. Like Sam Noyer out of CU. I agree with that type of transfer. Because he's a senior. He was basically, all right, the quarterback competition, we got three guys that we feel pretty good about. And Sam, you're going to be fourth on the list. And so I agree with that. Sam can go. He's going to Oregon State. So, and he's getting a shot to start there. still in the Pac-12, he's going to have a shot to start. So he's getting that opportunity. That I agree with, but a freshman transferring out, and again, I don't know why he transferred out, but if he's truly going to this JUCO school, which I guess I don't have confirmation on that, and even from my contacts, I've been told that that's just he's just tweeting out that that's an offer. Maybe that's the wording hit me wrong. The wording is weird. Sounds like he's getting it. Eastside Chris is the Luke guy on scholarship. Maybe he'll be compensated with car dealership monies. Maybe he got a car dealership in Florida. ASA Miami, maybe he got wind of a car dealership that's like, we're going to pay you $1 million to come play for us at this JUCO school. That's cool. Yeah. This is going to happen more. So this is what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to build depth at any position. Hey, you come here as a freshman, you can be a backup corner. Well, I think I'm better now. I think I could start now. Really? Well, we don't. All right. Transfer to a JUCO school. I'd rather play. That's going to be something players are going to be advised. I mean, would you learn more from being a backup in the Mountain West Conference than being the starter at a JUCO school? I mean, it's harder. Mountain West Conference is way better than ASA Miami, any Mountain West school. So you'd be learning from guys that coached at high levels, guys that are playing at a higher level than JUCO. But then again, you are playing. So, I mean, and I don't know if that's why. I really don't. Nobody knows. Everybody I've reached out to, nobody knows if it was playing time, if it was personal, if he wasn't getting along with the coaches, or if he saw during spring that didn't fit him. I don't know. That's just what my gut tells me. That's got to be a playing time thing. Then you see him maybe transfer to a JUCO school, and you start wondering, okay, it's got to be a playing thing. Well, County Swami says, after hearing the Preps broadcast this year with Luke and the championship, right? With Luke, it might not be a bad thing. Yeah, Luke didn't have a great championship game, for sure, but, I mean, even great players, high school players, can have one bad game. 46 minutes after the hour, before we take a break, I do want to say thanks to On the Rocks Liquor. I love this place. John and Tony, husband and wife duo, they run the show there. And, man, they've really created an awesome place over there. These guys are big into the community, great local people. And I just want to shout out to them for all the wonderful things that they do. And, of course, for being here with us on KFKA for as long as they have. The game beer of the week is from Copper Kettle Brewing in Denver. It's a citrus IPA. You can pick up selections from Copper Kettle or any of your favorite adult beverages for their drive-thru. That's On the Rocks Liquor. 47 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. Chris Dempsey will join me in the second hour, our Nuggets insider. And we'll start picking his brain as to, you know, what the Nuggets might be doing this offseason. What impact will Jamal Murray's injury really have? We'll get to all that and more. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.
Listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 9 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to have Chris Dempsey join us in the second hour. Get into some Denver Nuggets chats, as always. See what this team's going to do in the offseason. Or will they do much of anything? How about this one, Colfax? People giving me a hard time when I talked about the Supreme Court and their ruling. And basically, that was our poll question the other day was, well, that's basically what it means. That the NIL, name, images, and likeness thing is going to open up and we're going to start paying players. No, that's not what it means at all. That's not what this ruling was about. How come 3 days later, ESPN reports NCAA President Mark Emmert sets July target for interim rules to allow college athletes to be paid? It's exactly what that ruling was. That's exactly what all the comments made by Justice Kavanaugh and everybody else outside of it. Yes, that was the ruling. Education, computers, all those things. That was the ruling. It was interesting. But there was way more to it. And that's what we're taking. Why 3 days later would the NCAA make this announcement? The association is working on interim rules that will permit college athletes to earn money off their fame and celebrity by July. The rules would act as a bridge until there is a permanent solution. Be curious to see what the permanent solution would be. In a memo sent to member schools and obtained by the Associated Press, Emmert acknowledged the current uncertainty across college sports as it moves toward allowing name, image, and likeness compensation for athletes. We are focused on providing you additional guidance to make the introduction of the NIL era as smooth as possible, he wrote in the memo, which was first reported by The Athletic. Six states already, Texas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and New Mexico, have laws set to go in effect on July 1st, that would undercut existing NCAA rules and give athletes the opportunity to be paid by third parties for things such as sponsorship deals, online endorsements, and personal appearances. I still have a hard time seeing what the other key thing in there, online endorsements. Meaning you don't have to go to Florida to get an online endorsement if it's like a national company, if there's a national company that wants to work with you. So again, this is what everyone's worried about is, oh, well, now the schools are way more competitive. The teams that are at the top, they can get recruits like crazy. I don't know, Colfax. I have a hard time seeing it that way. As far as businesses that support the schools currently, will they pull away and then support a guy individually? I'm not so sure. I'll be curious to see what these deals look like. Like, what does the best player in college sports, what would a, you know, Trevor Lawrence have received? Probably, I mean, would he have got up there? Like, really high, probably? Are we talking $1 million? Okay. How many millionaires do you think there will be in college football in a given year? Do you go to a dozen? Is there a dozen millionaire-type players that if I endorse you? I mean, like Patrick Surtain, who was a top 10 draft pick, would he have been a millionaire? I don't think so. It's going to be a quarterback. And is that fair? Life isn't fair. It's not that argument. Now, I thought it was Mark Johnson, he mentioned something. He's like, sometimes you have to get a little socialist when it comes to this to college scheme. I guess I'm more of like, earn. I don't care if you are a college football player. Because if a college lawyer is studying to be a lawyer but can earn, that's unfair. You're going to the same school. You're giving either your time or your money to that school. You're giving them your time. And yes, they're educating you and you're getting that. Everybody's helping everybody. But if you're just because you're not studying to be a lawyer, but you're playing football, you can't earn. Do we need to tighten this? Sure. We need to edit this a little bit. We need to tighten this. Can't be like the Wild West, but essentially, if I do a TikTok video or whatever the hell it's called, Facebook, and I support a business that wants to support me and I tag them, I get paid for that. Is that the end of the world? And I mean, all you guys say, well, Alabama now, CSU's never going to get any recruits. Well, there's a limit of how many people you can have on your team still. If Alabama wanted Dante Wright, they would have already had Dante Wright from the beginning. So the money's not going to change. Did Luke McAllister transfer to a JUCO school? Because, like, what's a guy like Luke McAllister going to get? He's going to get a local business in Denver they know the school, that supports the school, wherever he goes right now. There's going to be other guys that pack a punch. Anyway, it's already happening, so embrace it. If you hate it, sorry. College sports will be something different. I'll be curious to see how they regulate all of this. Second hour coming up next. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy.